Hello, everyone. Welcome to Geekonomics. We're back. It's another week. It's another show. Mark and Brian are here with you. We got a bunch of stuff going on. We got a lot of things. It's a big week. It's the biggest week in wrestling. It's WrestleMania week. We're going to be doing our picks at the end of the show. We each have a sheet. Brian, what's going on in the show today?
All right. For today, Marcus, it's good to see you. It's good to be back in the studio.
Yes.
Today, we're going to be talking about, real quickly, about how CliffsCon went.
After dark.
Yeah, on Friday. We're going to give our quick review of Godzilla and Kong, the new empire.
Yes.
Okay. Then, obviously, there was a weekend. We had Easter weekend. And that's going to all lead... I caught up on Raw and SmackDown. Yes. And that's going to lead up to us giving our picks for WrestleMania this weekend. And that's a packed show.
It is a packed show.
I mean, what else?
All that in a bag of chips, as the kids would say. But also, besides that, we have a new addition to the show. He's not a new addition to the show, but he's a new addition to where we can actually communicate with him. We've been talking about doing this for a while now, and we finally decided tonight is the day to do it because we're going to be doing our picks, and he is involved in the picks. And how do we know who he's picking if we couldn't hear him and talk to him? So, Josh, the producer man, has his own camera now. There he is. Looking happy as always, smiling and enjoyably enjoying being here. And we can hear him. We can hear him when he talks.
Yay. Yes.
So like, at least he can be part of the picks.
Yeah. Now, this is a I will say, this is the second take we've done this, because we couldn't hear him the first time.
He sounds good.
So now we actually can hear him. So, Brian said a bunch of nice things about Josh in the first part that we did.
It's all gone now.
So, do you want to read
again?
Or do you want to just skip over it and just not... he already heard it, so it's not like anyone else needs to.
No, I want to say it again.
Oh, okay.
I will say, Josh, if it wasn't for Josh, because we would have no one else, we would be doing the show on Zoom.
This is correct.
I appreciate Josh coming in and doing this.
Yes.
Helping setting up. He's very involved. He's a great producer. He helps get the show going.
Yes.
So I thank you, Josh.
Yes. And since I'm your older brother, I just say, just good. You're lucky to be alive.
God.
What?
You're lucky.
You have younger brothers?
I do, but I...
So you know how it goes. They're lucky that they survived this long, that I didn't kill them by now.
I say nice things to my brothers.
To their face?
Yeah, no Jimmy Superfly Snuka off the dresser, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we all did that as kids, though.
Yeah.
I think Auntie's arm got hurt because one of us jumped off the dresser.
Yeah, I've talked about this on the show before. Yeah. We used to use the pillows as folding chairs.
Yeah. We used to...
crack him in the head. I'm pretty sure I gave him a concussion once or twice.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's all water under the bridge. Or as they say now, it's all boats crashing the bridges.
Well, that's too soon. Too soon.
It's all boats crashing
the bridges. Even Josh doesn't think that's appropriate.
All right.
See, this is nice. I like this now. He can back us up on things.
All right. Let's start.
It's like crazy with us now. You're in the room. You're not like on part of the show yet.
All right. Let's start the show in order of events that happened to us. The first thing
we were born.
We saw Godzilla and Kong, the new empire, on Thursday night.
We did.
We
did. With Dan and his mom, Barb.
Yes.
Very nice lady.
Yeah.
Always fun to hang out with Dan and his mom.
Yes. We went. Now, in between this Godzilla and Kong movie was the best Godzilla movie of all time, minus one.
Yes, in our opinion.
I think a lot of people...
Well, I know, but you don't want to like just throw that out there. Right? Some people might not have seen it. So
it is highly recommended. It is highly rated.
Yes.
People love it, and I can't wait till it comes out physical.
It is almost a perfect film.
Yes.
Yes.
Then, before that, we saw Godzilla, the Western Eyes Godzilla stuff. Western Eyes Godzilla Kong movie universe.
You just say the American version.
Yeah.
You don't have to say like...
We saw Godzilla versus Kong, but that came out during COVID.
Yes.
And unfortunately...
on the Max.
Came out on the Max. Had to watch it at home. It was a lot of fun. I personally liked them fighting. I thought that was cool.
Yes. You like confrontation.
I wasn't a big fan of the flip world, but in this movie...
Hollow Earth.
But this movie made me like it a little bit more.
Now it has Hollower Earth.
Hollow.
Earth.
Because it goes pretty deep.
It goes inside itself.
Dude, it's like Zelda. It's like
it is like Zelda. You just keep going inside.
Jesus. Anyway.
It's like an Infinity Gauntlet.
Overall, I enjoyed it. It was very entertaining. It took a little too long to get to the fights, but I liked the surprise Mothra showing up.
Well, not spoilers.
Spoilers. It's a spoiler
just
review.
Throw it out there. You didn't say the beginning. You ruined it for somebody.
I'll put it
somebody
in the
out
title.
There is right now crying into their.
Yeah, I'll put it in the title.
Alphabet cereal.
So anyway, I enjoyed it. You know, I had to like get in the mindset to be like, okay, this is not minus one. I got to go back to.
Yes.
I got to remember what the other.
This is the dumb Godzilla.
Yes, it's dumb God.
Not dumb God, but you know, this is the not like yeah.
People
just monsters
story,
fighting monsters.
The people story does not matter.
I mean, not for nothing. It's more of like the old time Japanese Godzilla, so like Ultraman and
right, totally.
You know,
I agree.
Mecha Godzilla and all that stuff.
It wasn't as good as the last one,
Ghidorah.
As Godzilla versus Kong, but it was still fun. I think they were just kind of like, we have to make it bigger and better, and they did some crazy zany things, which were fun.
I mean, it wasn't that crazy, Zane. It was kind of cool. It was like, it was basically like I said to you.
When
like,
they were fighting in zero gravity?
Well, yeah.
That was
pretty
crazy.
Like, literally, like I said to you, the movie ends, and I just turn to Brian and I go, I got what I paid for.
All
I wanted to do was see monsters fight each other.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened.
It was kind of like
so
whetting your appetite for WrestleMania.
Kind of. Yeah, there's like suplexes and actual like wrestling moves in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
totally.
It was,
I totally agree.
Yeah, it was. It was very cool because it's like, and the other part of it is there was a lot of the movie was non-verbal. There was like no talking. It was just gorillas grunting at each other.
Yes, because there's another clan.
Yeah.
Of gorillas
apes.
Or apes or
whatever
what have
it is.
You.
Yeah.
And it's really mostly a Kong's movie. Godzilla's barely in it.
Yeah. Well, Godzilla's just the solution to the problem.
I was kind of hoping and. They would really hyper-focus on Kong, Godzilla. He would be doing something, and they would just kind of, like, gloss over it.
Yeah.
He would fight something, and you just kind of,
he was just fighting ancillary titans, just, like, random titans.
He was taking in,
And then he decided that he needed to juice up, because he knew it was going to, The shite was about to hit this proverbial fan.
I did like when Godzilla was like, oh, Kong, you're back? Well, it's on.
Yes.
Like Donkey Kong. And
well, like, because at the beginning of the movie, they have, Kong like growl or whatever roar and nothing responds and he's like despondent because he was wanting Godzilla to respond because he wants to fight him again because he knows there's another creature out there and then they come to find out there's a whole reason behind that and that they were connected and they've been connected or his Kong's people and Godzilla have been connected and like the whole thing so they give like a little bit of a backstory to the world at least it was more of a world building story than anything as opposed to the other ones where it was just creature shows up monster shows up destroys things monster fights other monster end of movie this one actually had like a monster story in it which was nice
there was more of a connection
and you could tell it wasn't going to be any like human story because there wasn't anyone that anyone would have known in it
well they're all characters from the last movie
yeah but they weren't like they're all the side characters not like there were any of the like Millie Bobby Brown isn't in this one.
No, that family's gone.
Yeah.
I think they disappeared.
So it's like, they've like whittled it down to ancillary.
Yep.
The stars of the movie are Godzilla and Kong,
yeah.
Not any humans.
You basically got the podcast guy.
Yeah.
I don't even know any of their names.
No.
But I could just tell you.
Nor do you need to.
Yeah, I could just tell you what kind of person they are.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Random doctor lady.
It felt like the dollar store version of Jurassic Park. People.
Yeah.
They were all Jurassic Park archetypes.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised, though, that there was no. I don't know how I was surprised I am, but I was kind of surprised that there was no connection to the TV show in the movie.
Yeah, but don't forget, this movie is probably made like last year. The TV show probably already was being produced at the same time. There's probably.
But still, there would have been something that would have been cool to have some kind of.
Huh. I was going to ask you if there was any connection.
There wasn't. I didn't see anything. I mean, besides just Monarch stuff.
Yeah, Monarch is it.
Like, no characters from the TV show appeared in the movie, which would have made more sense to me.
Yeah.
Because your whole part of the TV show was building up the universe and leading up to this story, kind of.
Mm.
And then they kind of just, like, didn't connect it.
Maybe they don't need to.
Yeah.
You know it exists. Yeah. Like, it's like S.H.I.E.L.D.
That makes me wonder if they're doing a second season, because the girl that was in that is now on Shogun. So I don't even know if they're going to do a second season of
it. They could. People
Monarch.
Can be different shows.
No, I know. I was just curious.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So.
But no, it was all right.
Okay. Let's.
Has Josh seen it yet? Josh, have you seen it yet?
No.
Okay.
All right. I will say, we gave you the gist. We're not spoiling much because it's still out there. If you want to go see it, go see it.
I think it's a fun movie.
It's a fun time.
We got our popcorn tins. I didn't bring it with me.
I got a cool popcorn tin, which is I have in my fridge at home next to my Ghostbusters one.
Yeah, mine's in my office next to my Ghostbusters one.
This is the year of the popcorn tin. And if Beetlejuice
It's not a coffin of some sort.
No, it's got to be the sandworm. Remember? We talked about this a couple
weeks
ago. Oh, yeah.
It would be a sandworm.
It's got to be the reverse sandworm.
Yeah, it's going to be a rip of the one from Dune.
Yeah, but it's got to be a phallic sandworm. Yes. So then you could connect the two.
Oh, that's what you want to do, which is inappropriate.
But it's got to happen.
Yeah.
It's got to happen. Okay. For me, I can't believe this is only the second movie we're rating for the year.
Well, some of them we've both seen.
This is true. I gave Ghostbusters an 8 last week.
Yes.
I think I like Ghostbusters a little bit more. This one was a lot of fun. I give it a 7.5.
Yeah.
It's in between a 7 and 8. It was still fun. I like Kong versus Godzilla a little bit more because I like them two having that battle. Mm. And for me, this movie, when they meet again and they have that fight, that was a lot of fun. It just got a little wacky for me, but it was still entertaining. So 7.5, highly recommend going seeing it in the theater. It's a theater movie.
It's definitely a popcorn movie. It's a theater movie. This movie also is definitely more of the westernized version, where they don't even discuss the fact that these monsters basically destroyed Rio de Janeiro and killed millions of people.
Well, don't forget,
one even noticed it.
The last movie, they destroyed Japan.
Yeah, and no one seemed to like make a stink about it.
In the movie before that.
And they were like
New York.
Running around Rome. Godzilla was like destroying Rome, sleeping inside the Colosseum.
In real life, if you had a creature like that, just destroying, even though it's protecting us, there would be people freaking out. In this movie, they're just kind of like, yeah, go back to this.
Yeah, well, you know.
The Godzilla movie, they nuked Boston.
Yeah.
There's no Fenway, because that's where they nuked them.
The newer ones, they nuked Boston, so.
No. Well, see.
You know.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It's true.
But no, I would give it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The first, I remember that now.
Yeah. Just for that fact alone, that they don't like even mention the fact that they're like destroying the world, basically.
But it's fun that way. It doesn't have to be deep.
I know, but still.
That's what these movies are. Like they're not. They're shallow.
I understand
they're not
that.
Deep.
But they're just so deep. They're going into hollower earth. That's how deep they are. I'll give it a 7. I'll go lower than you gave it. I just think I enjoyed the monsters fighting monsters
part
of it.
Me too.
But that was about it. It wasn't like.
Oh yeah.
It had no substance to it.
Oh, I agree. It's totally like...
Yeah, it's a turn-off-your-brain movie. It's not a...
A day later, I pretty much forgot everything I saw.
I only remember like, the little things with like when Kong got his mechanical arm.
Right.
Like that kind of thing. But it was like it reminded me a lot of like a Power Rangers movie. It was like a lot of just...
Yes.
Go, Zordon. Go, Megazord. It wasn't that. Yeah. I know Zordon's not the right thing, Josh. Don't chime in. But yeah, so 7.
All right. I gotcha. 7 it is.
What is our next movie coming up?
Well, Mad Max Furiosa.
Is that this month?
That comes out in May.
Oh.
April. I don't know if there's anything big in April.
Wasn't one of the guys from Always Sunny in one of the movies and Ron Perlman and...
No, you're thinking of Pacific Rim.
No, that was Godzilla, wasn't it?
No, it was Pacific Rim.
Was that Pacific Rim?
Charlie Day.
See, that's
Charlie
the problem.
Day
these,
was
all these
in
movies
one of them.
Come together.
He was Charlie Day was like in the first Godzilla. Or the second Godzilla. Charlie Day was in one.
But Neil Perman, the guy from Hellboy wasn't.
No, I don't think
that was Pacific Rim.
Yes.
That's the problem is they all...
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah, but that's my problem with them is trying to remember them all.
Yeah.
They with Pacific Rim and people crossing over.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
It's a lot of the same.
Yeah.
I could.
Monkey Man comes out. When's... I think this week.
Oh, Monkey Man comes out this week. Ooh, maybe this week.
As comes out the 4th. Yeah, the 4th comes out this Thursday.
This Thursday. Ooh, maybe that'd be the next one.
Yeah. Yeah, besides that, the other one that's interesting sound looking, but I don't know how, like, I probably won't be able to watch it. Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, that's going to be on Shudder. I really want to see it.
It's also in the theaters, too.
Oh.
Regal has it.
I might be interested in seeing that.
Yeah.
I do want to see. I heard good things.
Mm. But I think that's the next one is Monkey Man.
Oh, well, we can talk more. Maybe we can go this Friday.
Yeah, we'll see what's going on.
Thursday, maybe. Depends. Or maybe next week, because I'm sure we'll be in the theater next week.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see what's have to.
I got a busy weekend.
Check the schedule here.
Got a lot going
yeah.
on. All right. Let's worry about that yeah. off camera. All right. Next on the docket, Friday night, we had After Dark ClipsCon.
Yes.
The very first one.
Or ClipsCon After Dark.
The very first one that went from 6 to 10 p.m.
Yes.
At the hotel, DoubleTree yes. Hotel. And all I got to say is, he's got to do it again.
See, I had this discussion with Matt. And I wanted to have a discussion with you. I know, and I'm sure you know too, that he gave out free passes.
Oh, yeah, we all did.
Yeah.
I give free passes too.
Yeah. So my question was, would the show have been successful had he, like, would the next show be as successful if he doesn't do that again?
Okay, here, I can give you that answer. Because the last show, he gave out free passes. He always gives out free passes.
Yeah.
And Manchester was bonkers, too. Mm. Okay, so this is going, I'm basing it on what I've done and what I've seen, but Scott's show was one of the best shows he's ever had in Enfield.
Yeah.
Manchester, the following week, was just as bonkers.
Yeah.
Okay. This one was even more bonkers.
It was
We had
super
three
bonkers.
Shows in a row.
And
that
it was
were
consistently
packed.
Bonkers. It was not like it yeah. didn't really die out until around 9 o'clock.
So I don't think. Yes, of course the free passes are going to bring in some people who might be low on funds and like, I don't have to pay $5 to get in. But Cliff always gives out free passes.
I mean, also, if you're low on funds and you can't afford the $5 to get in, you're probably not going to go in the first place.
Right. I don't think it has that much. I think it being Good Friday, a lot of yeah. people had it off.
Yeah, you had like a very...
Also, DoubleTree Hotel, you got a restaurant, you got a bar.
Yeah.
There was a lot of adults. That restaurant was packed. I saw people at the bar with comic books getting drinks.
Also, a lot of people that were just happened to be in the hotel
yes.
just came to the show because they were like, what's going on down here?
Also, on the flyer, it said costume contest. Well, what Cliff was doing, he was literally handing out $10 CliffCon points to anyone who dressed up at the door.
Gotcha.
He ran out of that and was just handing out $10 bills.
There you go. See, that's the thing I have thought about from previous shows at the hotel is that when the show does happen, and it's just, I don't know if it's just my own thought process, but it always takes place when the hotel is usually not full.
Yes. During it Sunday starts, afternoon.
Well, it's Sunday afternoon. It starts at 10. Check out those at that hotel is 11. Check in is 3 o'clock.
Right.
So you really can't.
We're ending at 3.
You're ending as people are coming into the hotel.
Right. And they're checking in. They're not
And
like,
they're leaving when yeah. you're starting.
This was
Whereas this, the,
Friday
everyone
night.
Who's already checked in is checked in.
Right.
So they're there.
Yeah.
And if they're not going anywhere that night,
it's
they're
something
looking
to
for
do.
Something to do.
Yeah.
Then they just walk down the stairs and there's a show.
Dude, honestly, it was one of the best. I personally
It was
had
a perfect
one of the
storm,
best.
Is what it was.
Yeah. Had one of the personally, I made the most money. I had the best show I've ever had at ClipsCon.
You also had Allison with you, so that could be a bonus for you as well.
Well, she helped out a lot with me because she helped prep stuff. She had a lot of great ideas.
Did she sell while you were talking to everybody too, Brian? Like you did in Manchester? That was your main problem?
Yes.
My main problem.
Did she sell while you were talking to somebody? So no. you had a second person to sell product while you were in the middle of a conversation with somebody else?
No. My main problem in Manchester was because I was selling stickers and now I'm selling pins that people wanted to pay and all at once. And you had one person who's like, I want this pin, and this person's like, I want to pay. And it was like,
well,
that's
what Josh was saying.
That's what I mean. Is even like
that...
when we got up with Kylie, she bought something, then went, ooh, stickers. And then started buying more. And more people started coming up.
Yes.
And...
That's... So with Allison being there, because I told
her, having a second person.
I need a second person. Yeah. So yes, it helped immensely because. Yeah. She had the middle part of the table, and I had the other part of the table. So I can worry about the pin people. She can worry about people because...
Now, if only we can get you to keep track of stuff better. That'd be a lot. That'd be solve all of their problems.
I did.
Brian calls his...
No. We're not going to talk about that on camera. I'm like...
No, I'm just saying, Brian, you call your things that you attach to Crocs a very inappropriate name.
It's a name.
And you catalog it in your log that way.
Yes.
And Allison was not too thrilled about it.
She thinks it's funny, but because that's what I call it all the time.
Yes.
So anyway, it was gangbusters. It was packed.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Matt and I got there like around 5:30. We talked for like a couple seconds. And then... Cliff came over and talked to him, so then I was like, I'm going to go wander. Saw you guys, got back, show started. Matt and I didn't really have a conversation until about 9 o'clock after that.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Because he was consistently drawing the whole time.
Right.
And I told him he probably made, he did really well as well. He did pretty good.
That's how it was in Manchester, too.
Yeah.
Kyle and I went to go see him, and it was literally just one after another, and one... He left when he had like four people waiting in line.
But not only was he doing the caricatures, he was also selling stuff. Like he sold books, he sold his own stuff, he sold like all the things he had because he had his miniatures he was selling and pins and graphic novels.
Yeah.
So he actually made money as well as just the caricatures stuff
That's
and the
great.
Tip jar. So
yeah, I you know, if I had more time, I was like, ooh, I'm interested in buying some of those heavy metal magazines.
He still has them all.
I know. I'm sure you'll have them.
More than happy to sell them to you.
Yeah.
$5 a pop.
I saw.
He'll probably give you a discount.
I saw. I also did read
his number. I can hook you up.
I did read the Conan.
He wanted to talk to you about that too. Asked me about it. I'm like, I don't know what Brian's thoughts are on that comic book. Why would I know?
I didn't have a chance.
We don't like.
I didn't have a chance to talk to him.
Just because Brian read it doesn't mean I know how he feels about
it. It was fantastic. I wanted to talk to him about it. I'll talk to him about it the next show.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was an amazing show.
You also can just reach out to him. You know,
I was messaging
him. Phone and stuff.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But anyway, CliffsCon, freaking fantastic. Our next show is going to be in Enfield at the end of June. That's going to be...
Yeah, that's a ways away. We got time.
East of the River Con, coming back.
Two floors.
Yeah. And we're going to promote the heck out of it.
What do they do in the parking lot?
I have no idea. That thing is... I thought it was going to be done last year.
I thought it was
going
to be done, yeah. I thought, Josh, when's that going to be done?
No,
you should know these things.
He doesn't know these things.
He does. He has all the insight and scoop.
Went through Wetlands. They had to redo it because of something with Wetlands.
Ah, okay.
So they... Because there was something with, like, the islands.
All right, we're done talking to you now. Yeah. Go back to
No, I know, but
all right.
They had to do stuff.
That's all I had to say is they don't know exactly when. That's all I had to say.
Anyway.
Fine.
CliffsCon.
I'm rethinking this idea.
Was awesome. A lot of people came out. We saw a lot of folks. And it was just one of the best shows. It was like, I've never had three awesome shows in a row like this.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Like, it's usually one out of the three or two out of the three. But three... Well, all I got to say is I got myself a new toilet. I can buy myself a new gate. And
you're getting a new bed.
I'm getting the new bed, baby. So I'm on cloud
nine. Allison was very excited. It was very annoyed with me that I was telling you so much about this bed.
She wasn't annoyed.
But then she did say, though, that she doesn't know how to get you to do things. She's going to start just throwing other things to you before you get this bed. She was like, I think I'm going to have him, like, paint the house or, you know, cut down some trees in the backyard. And be like, once you get those trees done, then we'll get the bed.
Well, no, I moved so quickly because I really want the bed.
I know.
And she I was like,
never seen him so motivated.
Yeah, toilet done. Gate, it's going to be ordered.
So I knew
this
about
week.
This. I would have told him this months ago.
Yeah, seriously. But I'm excited because I just want a new bed badly.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Are still loving it?
I have not felt as like energized to do things every day.
You get a good night's sleep.
Then since I got the bed.
Yeah.
Like I felt like I'm a whole different person than I was like a month ago even.
Yeah.
I feel like my body doesn't hurt all the time anymore when I wake up. I'm not walking around in pain. Like I used to get like back pains and like I'd have like all these things. It's all like slowly gone away.
Yeah.
Claire still hasn't gotten used to it yet because it's more of a firmer bed than she's used to. So she's still like not totally used to it yet. But I'm enjoying it. So
I like how you're like, I don't care about my wife. So Claire's not like, I want to return it. Is she?
No. She's just like, because she's really likes more of a soft, like, settle into situation.
But you can buy tops to go on top of it to give it a little bit more.
Yeah, it's just she likes it. It's just she has to get used to the difference.
Gotcha. Yeah.
She used to be able to like. She's more used to being able to adjust to what she's comfortable with.
Yes.
And now whatever she's got is what she's got kind of thing.
Gotcha. Because you, gotcha.
So, she's just kind of finding her spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that bed that we did had was her bed for like 20 years.
Right.
So.
It does take a time.
For me, it was only a couple of years. So it's like, I'm like.
Yeah, you're like, I don't
this
care.
Thing was terrible. Thank God we got a different bed. I'm loving life now. I don't even need the full 8 hours of sleep I used to need. Like, if I get, like, a little bit less, I'm still good to go, so.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, this weekend, obviously, was Easter weekend.
Yes.
And Saturday, I ended up hanging out with my brother and talking about wrestling all, pretty much.
Which one?
Tony.
Okay.
He's into it. Him and my grandfather watched.
Yeah.
So, me and Tony... He gave me the lowdown on a lot of things. So now I'm...
Well, Tony's version of the lowdown on a lot of things. Oh, might be different than what the actual lowdown on a lot of things
is. Dude, he knows all the storylines.
Well, I know, but you know.
He's good. So I found out...
We'll find out in the pick.
During COVID, when there was no sports on, my grandfather had nothing to watch. And Anthony goes, why don't we just start watching wrestling? Because that's the only thing on.
It wasn't anything on.
They've been watching wrestling ever since.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I thought Grandpa just always watched it because that's how I watched it as a kid was with my grandfather.
Yeah, same.
And he's like, no, he really didn't watch it. But then he's all into it. And he's like, we're both into it. So then on Easter, I saw my grandfather. Mm. Tony, unfortunately, had to work.
Yeah.
Bezos. I kid you not. My grandfather walks in and he goes, Tony told me you're all into wrestling.
Yeah.
Big smile on his face.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah. And then we literally talked about wrestling almost the entire time during Easter.
There you go.
And on top of that, politics was not brought up once.
Bringing families together.
Yes. Yes. It got so annoying to my mom. She's like, I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Allison's like, he won't shut up about it.
Yeah. My dad's just like, Allison's just like, oh, yeah, I hear about all this. And my grandfather.
No, Mark's got him into it.
Yeah. Grandfather,
it's all Mark's fault.
My grandfather's like, we're all into it. And then Nick, he doesn't really watch, but he just kept going. Like, I feel like he was maybe annoyed that we just kept talking about it.
Yeah. He felt like he was left out.
Yes.
He wasn't part of the crew.
Yeah. He reminded me of me a couple years ago, and I was like, whatever.
Whatever. Nerds.
But, like, yeah. So, anyway, so that was my Easter, Mark. How was your Easter?
It was all right. We didn't really do anything. We decided to take Easter off, so I decided to build Lego instead.
Nice.
So I built this awesome Millennium Falcon. It's got a lot of cool little things inside, little different scenes that they have in there.
That is a nice Millennium Falcon. I like
that. Yeah, no, it's perfect for like your shelf version. It's not like the huge $500 one, at least. So that's the bonus of it.
It's the budget one.
Yes, budgetary one, yes. But now, Brian.
The magic of editing.
Magic of television. This is definitely not the second time we've had to do this.
It's definitely not the second time.
We've had to do this.
It wasn't my fault.
It wasn't producer Josh's fault. It is time for. And since it's the second time, I've come up with an idea since we did this last time.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
It is time for the Geekonomics Wrestling Challenge!
All right, so this is the Wrestling Challenge. We've been talking about it for weeks now, hyping this up.
Yeah.
We decided we're going to do a wrestling challenge where we're going to make picks for every WWE PLE, as the kids call them nowadays. So we're going to go through all the matches that are going to be happening, rumored to be happening, and are announced to be happening at this year's show of shows, as they call it.
WrestleMania! And we're doing points.
XL. Yes, we're going to do points. So
give
every,
us a point.
Every regular match
will
be 1 point. Every championship match will be 2 points.
And not only will be Mark and me,
yes,
our producer Josh,
will
be doing it as well,
making these picks as well.
Yes,
but we also encourage you at home follow along, or if you want to join us in making these picks, you of course can't get points. But if you want to just follow along and make your own picks,
yeah,
feel free to throw them in the chat on our YouTube or our Facebook, either place. We love hearing from you. We'd like to hear from you, so please join in on the conversation and let us know what your thoughts are on WrestleMania. Or if you don't like wrestling at all, feel free to throw those comments in too. We really don't care. So first off, we're going to start off with matches that are rumored to be happening but have not been announced yet, but we're thinking are very strongly going to be in either a part of WrestleMania because they were set up on Friday night, as we talked about earlier. First off, The Final Testament, Karrion Kross and Authors of Pain versus Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. Brian, who you got?
Real quick, I don't know much about these guys. I'm just learning about SmackDown. And all this is all new to me, but I'm going to go with Bobby and the Street Profits. All
right. Now we go to producer Josh. Who you got?
Bobby, Street Profits. It just makes sense.
All right. I will agree and do the clean sweep. Bobby and the Street Profits. I'll add that sound effect in. Street Profits to take down the win.
We didn't do this before, guys.
We did not.
First time
I'm adding things because we've done this already. So it was like a rehearsal. So now it's a polished machine.
It was the longest rehearsal of all time.
Yeah, well, hey, trust me. The people who are watching this now are going to appreciate the fact that I didn't have to sit through all that.
Yeah. 2 hours.
2 hours of Brian trying to pick one match.
Are you kidding me?
Damage Couture versus March. Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, and
one.
Naomi.
You skipped one, Rey Mysterio.
No. I'm doing the rumored matches first.
Oh.
Then I'm going to do the official matches afterwards. I'm making a change from our previous time doing this.
Then what
learning.
The hell was the rehearsal for?
Really
Why did we rehearse?
I'm learning on my feet.
Jade, this is happening.
It hasn't been announced officially yet.
Well, it's happening.
Yes.
All right. You want me to go first?
Yes.
Like I said, I'm new to this group of people because I just watched my first SmackDown.
Yes.
But Jade and Bianca, I am familiar with.
Yes.
And also Jade, the last time I saw her wrestle was Royal Rumble. And man, she dominates in the ring. So after what I just witnessed on Friday, it's got to be Jade, Bianca, and Naomi.
There you go. All right. Producer Josh.
At the Terminator walking to the ring, it's got to be Jade, Belair, and Naomi.
In that outfit. Her outfit.
Yeah, she's worn that before at the old company she was at.
Yeah, look at that.
I am going to go against the grain on this one.
What?
I'm getting those points. And I'm going to go damage for the win. Just because I think there's going to be
shenanigans
involved.
I do
set up
agree with that.
Things down the road. Now getting to matches that have been officially announced that we know are happening definitively. These matches are announced to be on the card. First off, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Dirty Dom Mysterio and Santos Escobar.
His son.
His son, which we found out Brian didn't realize until just recently.
Yeah.
During our previous recording.
Friday. For me, I don't believe Dominic is ready to dominate his dad. I just don't think he has it in him.
Mm.
He's been getting in all the storylines. He's kind of the punching bag.
Yes.
If Dominic would win, it would be on the back of Santos Escobar. I think he is the guy who's going to bring it home. But that being said, I don't believe they're going to win.
Mm.
I think Dominic's going to really fudge it up for him, and I think it's going to be Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee.
All right. Producer Josh, who you got?
To set up my idea of the storyline for WrestleMania weekend, I think it's going to be Rey and Dragon Lee.
All right. I'm going to make another clean sweep. Rey and Dragon Lee to take down the win. All right. Next up, the Battle of the Egos. I've said this last time. I'm saying it again. The Battle of the Egos. L.A. Knight. Yeah. Versus AJ Styles. Nega AJ Styles. Who you got, Brian?
I'm not familiar with these guys much. I learned a little bit the last time we recorded about this. But I still have to stick with what I wrote down because that's only fair.
Yes.
But I'm going to say AJ Styles.
All right. Producer Josh, who you got?
For the battle of, what do I call it? The battle of the...
Battle of the Initials.
Battle of the Initials, yes.
Yes.
I think it's just going to be LA Knight because good guy win.
Yes. I agree with that. I will say, because whose game is it? LA Knight. Yeah! There. All right. Next up, we're going to move to the first championship match on the card that we have here. This will be the first two-pointer.
Mm-hmm.
Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships of the World! Judgment Day is the champions up against DIY, Tommaso Ciampa, and Johnny Gargano. First, the New Day, Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
Springfield College's own Kofi Kingston, by the way.
Mm.
Awesome Truth, The Miz, and R-Truth. Versus A-Town Down, that's Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. Versus New Catch Republic, one of the newer teams, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate.
And this is a six-pack ladder match.
It is a six-pack ladder match. This will be contested under ladder match rules.
What I've witnessed with some of these teams, some of them are kind of, they're put in there. Some of them are interesting. Some of them have had some goofy wins. Awesome Truth, I like them a lot, but I already wrote down... Hashtag DIY, and I kind of think DIY could win it. Awesome Truth, if they were to win it, it's going to be at something goofy, like the last time they won a match.
Yeah.
But I feel like Judgment Day is going to lose it. I think it's going to be a bad weekend for Judgment Day as a group, minus one person, which we'll get into.
Yeah.
But I think, for me, hashtag DIY.
There you go. Who you got, Josh?
I say the same thing with Judgment Day losing. Going with the storyline I was talking about. And then the winners, if it goes one winner, it's going to be Awesome Truth.
Mm.
But I can see, because it's R-Truth, them splitting the titles and potentially having two separate tag team winners with... You know, Truth grabbing one set and somebody else grabbing the other set. And I'll probably go, if that does happen, DIY wins the other one just to change things up. But main winner is Awesome Truth.
I'm going to concur with you on that. I'm going to say Awesome Truth. And I also agree that it's going to be the split of the belts. And it's going to be like R-Truth's going to grab one color belt. Mm. And a member of DIY will grab the other color of belt. And they'll both fall at the same time, each holding on to a belt, and then that's how they'll split up the belts and say that one team is one tag team champion and the other team is the other tag team champion.
Interesting.
Alright, moving on. The Battle of the Bros. The Battle of the Usos. It's main event Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. Who you got?
This one's easy for me. It's Jey Uso all the way. We've been watching what's going on with him, and I kind of feel like Jimmy doesn't really have the juice, as you say.
As I said in the last time we recorded, Stealing my stuff. All right, who you got, Josh?
It's just the way I'm thinking the weekend's going to go. I'm hoping for a good guy weekend. So, Jey wins.
All right. I'm going to continue that clean sweep. clean sweep. Jey Uso, main event. Jey Uso will take down the win. All right, now we're on to the championship matches. But should we throw in? We did this differently last time. Should we throw in the tag team match first?
Do you want to put that after Jimmy and Jay? Matches?
I kind of feel like that ties into the last.
Okay, so we'll save it.
Do you want to put it before the? Do you want to put it before the two championships?
We'll put it before the two championship heavyweight championship matches. Yeah, got it. Okay.
All right.
First off, of the championship matches, we got United States Championship. It is everyone's favorite wrestler, Logan Paul, as a champion, up against Randy Orton in the RKO and the KO, Kevin Owens.
You know, I'm trying to repeat what I said last time, but it's going to be Randy Orton. I think Logan Paul, you know, he's played this, his hand with his brass knuckles.
Mm.
And I know those can come into play during this.
Yes.
I don't think Kevin Owens has it in him, but I think Randy Orton, after what happened on Friday, has it out. Also, I believe that Kevin and Randy are going to just go after Logan Paul the entire time. One of them's going to take Logan Paul down, but I think it's going to be Randy Orton.
Take down the win.
Yeah.
All right. On to you, Josh.
I think it's going to be the same thing. You know, Logan's going to try and either cheat to win or use the brass knuckles. He's going to get beat up back and forth of him trying to get between the two of them. Eventually, he might come in, punch one of the KO or Randy with brass knuckles, and then the other one takes him out. But I just feel like Randy's going to win.
All right.
This storyline seems to fit more, but you never know.
All right. And I'm trying to win the game. So I'm going to pick the opposite and say that Logan Paul will lose, but instead of it being Randy Orton, I'm saying it's going to be Kevin Owens. He's not going to get KO'd. He's going to take down the win.
Wow.
All right. International Championship. Gunther from Imperium, the Ring General, up against Sami Zayn.
For me, been following this storyline, I think this is for the lack of a better term, small version of what Cody Rhodes is going through.
Mm.
I kind of feel like Sami Zayn is the underdog here. I think they're building up Gunther. He's the big bad. It's a Rocky story. I think this, you give it to Sami. Sami's got to win it because I think it's going to be like the feel good match. Everything else is going to be really, really bloody. But I think this one, Sami has been pushed and beaten down by Gunther this whole time. I think Sammy's going to be victorious.
All right. Who you got, Josh?
See, I think Sami just can't do it. You know, I like Sami. I think he's a great wrestler and everything, and it would be a great story, but he has no story to finish, whereas Gunther has the longevity, and I have a feeling he's just going to basically say, I'm in control, I run the Intercontinental Championship and just dominate.
All right. I agree with that, except I think it's going to be Gunther as well. But I think that they're setting up the long run on this one, and it's going to be Chad Gable is going to come back and go after Gunther, and he'll be the one to finish his story and beat Gunther for the championship. Or somewhere down the line, some kind of thing will happen where Chad ends up with a championship. But Gunther will win that. Now we're into the ladies' matches. Women's World Championship. Rhea Ripley, the champion, up against the man, Becky Lynch. Who you got?
For me, this is like one of my top matches I'm looking forward to watching. I love them both. I think they're both excellent. Rhea went through just after the Royal Rumble. She did a fantastic win there. They're building it up. Becky is just kind of dealing with other things right now, and Rhea's been poking her a lot. Honestly, I said this before in my rehearsal. I'll say it again. My heart wants Becky to win, but my brain's going to tell me, man, I think Rhea Ripley is going to maintain the championship. I think she's going to be the only one out of the Judgment Day group to have a championship after this weekend. So my brains tell me Rhea Ripley's going to win it.
All right.
I agree with Brian. I have a feeling after, you know, Dom loses, in my mind, Judgment Day loses in the championship match, Rhea has to win. Yeah. And she has to, because she's...
She's mommy. Mommy's on top.
Mommy's always on top.
Not just mommy, but she's really more in charge of Judgment Day than Damian Priest.
Yes.
And I have a feeling she's going to say, you know, something's going to happen, and then she's going to be like, see, this is why I'm in charge. This is why, you know, you guys have to follow my plan.
Yep.
And if you don't, look what happens. Yep. You guys lose. And she's basically going to beat them up mentally for losing.
All right. I am going against the grain on this one as well. And I'm going to say, she's got a book out. I want to sell that book. Why not put a belt on her? Becky Lynch will take down the win, setting up a future match down the road of her versus Rhea versus Nia versus Liv for the championship.
Yeah. I mean, the whole Nia thing has been happening. That's something we can't forget. But...
Remember, we're picking all this stuff too, folks. Yeah. We're picking all this before Monday Night Raw, before SmackDown. So a lot of stuff can happen. But we're going to pick all these now.
Yeah.
This could all be really dumb sounding in the next 48 hours.
Everything can change tonight.
Yes. Yes. In the next 48 hours, this could all sound really dumb because something happens and it's like, well, that's
Well,
really
we don't get the points
up.
If it's something happens.
No, I know what I'm saying. Yeah, so it's just, next up, the WWE Women's Championship. The Queen of the Sky, or Genius of the Sky, as they call her now. Io Sky is a champion up against the one and only Bayley.
I'm just new to their storyline because of SmackDown.
Yes.
So for me, I wrote Sky.
Yes.
And I think she's just going to win it. I think I don't really know much about their storyline. I know Bayley and them have this kind of like a back and forth. Something already went down on SmackDown on Friday between these two. There's more to the story. I just don't know everything. But I think Sky's going to maintain the championship.
All right. Next up.
I want the hugger to come back. I want happy Bayley, good Bayley. You know, I was there when she won Money in the Bank, and then that same night went and cashed it in.
Yes.
I want to see her win again.
Yeah.
So either hugger, I want her to come out in full nice Bayley with the balloons and, you know, the dance, the tassels, everything.
Yeah.
Good Bayley back, and she goes after Damage Control for what they did to her.
There's a rumor she's going to come out to a Paramore song that she's like, that's like a big thing that she's like into, I guess, or something. She's been trying
Bayley?
To get Paramore to come and perform live and play her out to the ring. Or some song, I don't know what it is. But I also am picking Bayley. But I think the caveat, which I said in our rehearsal, that the super good Bayley will reappear on SmackDown.
So you think she comes out as bad Bayley when
Friday after
becomes good Bayley?
Yes. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Makes sense.
Yep. And now we're moving on to the tag team match, the end all tag team matches.
Hmm.
Rock and Roman versus Seth and Cody. If a Rock and Roman win, Sunday night's match between Roman and Cody is Bloodline rules.
Mm-hmm.
But if Seth and Cody win, it is just a straight match. Nobody can be on the ringside. Mm-hmm. No Bloodline whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. For me, the momentum that's been going on between The Rock and Cody has been really good for social media. People are talking about it. The Rock is the final boss. The Rock is a great bad guy. And I think the Bloodline rules would make Sunday better.
Yes.
I do believe that Cody's going to finish his story, but it's going to bleed over to Sunday. And I think The Rock and Roman Reigns are going to win this somehow, some way, because I think Cody, we all thought he couldn't get beat up anymore after this past week. But I think this is going to be one more kick in the old balls. And then I think on Sunday, it's going to be people are going to be the edge of their seats. Mm. It's good. Will he do it?
Got to build it up.
I think what could you do to make it the stakes higher? Bloodline rules.
Yeah.
So I think The Rock and Roman Reigns are going to win this.
Got to boost those numbers.
We're going to boost it up for Sunday.
Got to crank it to 11.
Yeah, that's what I think.
All right. Who you got, Josh?
I think no matter who wins or what happens, it's both matches are going to have people involved in it. You know, I want it to be a clean match for Cody. I want it to just be... So I want Seth and Cody to win, so there's no interference, no bloodline rules, nothing. It's one-on-one. But no matter what happens, I still feel like there's going to be outside involvement from all sorts of people.
Yeah. But who's your pick?
Seth and Cody.
Gotcha. All right. I think, like Brian was saying, that you need to build up the match on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So the way to do that would be for Rock and Roman to win. So I'm picking them to win.
Yeah.
I do think Drew McIntyre is going to come out, take out Seth, which then leaves Cody alone. Then Cody loses, having The Rock pin Cody, then setting up the next match, which will be on Sunday.
Yeah.
The World Heavyweight Championship match between Seth freaking Rollins, your champion, up against Drew McIntyre.
For me, been following the storyline, I think Seth Rollins. Okay. I think the reason Cody and Seth Rollins loses on Saturday is because I think Cody might turn. And I think Cody...
Seth might turn.
Seth might turn. I think Seth is cock of the walk right now. He's too full of himself. I think something's going to happen that's going to make Cody lose on Saturday. And then I think Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre, I think it's going to go to Drew. I like Drew a lot. I just think Seth needs to be knocked down a peg. And I think this could be the weekend that happens to him. He's very full of himself.
All right.
So.
All right. What you got, Josh?
I can agree with Brian on Seth being Seth. You know, he's Seth freaking Rollins after all.
Yes.
But I think after, no matter how the tag team match ends up, Seth's going to be pretty much destroyed afterwards. Whether Drew gets involved or not.
Mm.
Then him and Drew fight. And I have a feeling that's just going to be another balls to the wall, you know, beat down. But I think Seth will win.
All right.
But to continue my Judgment Day storyline idea, Seth wins after all that, and then Damian Priest cashes in and wins. So that sets up a whole another thing. So that way, Rhea and Damian butt heads because she yelled champions at them for losing, and then he goes, okay, fine, I'm just going to do it on my own.
Yeah. Mm. There you go. Multiple layers there. I agree with you that Seth's going to win. I think, like I said before, Drew's going to cost Seth and Cody the win on Saturday, which then makes Seth overly angry, who's then going to go into this match full bore. And then something's going to happen along the way. CM Punk's on commentary of this match. CM Punk's going to...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
...take out Drew somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Or cost Drew the win somehow, which then sets that motion. And then Seth wins. Seth is beaten up, like Josh said. And then Damien comes down, cashes in.
Yeah.
Wins the championship.
Interesting.
Or pulls the Seth.
Do you think...
Somewhere. Or pulls the Seth like Seth did in the WrestleMania and brings out the belt in the middle of the match and makes it a three-way, to which then Damien wins.
Do you think CM Punk would be involved in the middle of the match or after match?
After match. It's all going to be after match.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to happen during the match. Unless Damien cashes in during the middle of the match, and then it's going to be in the middle of the match.
So basically turning it into a fatal four-way idea if that happens?
Well, no, it'd be a fatal three-way.
Well, three-way,
CM Punk wouldn't be in
a tornado, whatever they call it,
Yeah. All right. And then the final match of WrestleMania 40. Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. The Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, your champion, up against Mama Rhodes' baby boy, Cody Rhodes.
Mama Rhodes. Okay. They've built this up for so long, and it's just getting worse and worse.
2 years in the making.
Cody Rhodes has got to win it. There's no doubt in my mind he is going to win this, but it's going to be really hard for him. I think Saturday is going to be tough, and I think Sunday he will be victorious. I think it's going to be Bloodline Rules. I would be amazed if it's not, but if it is, I think some people might be showing up to help him. Things might happen. You know, there's theories out there about who could show up, who might not show up. But overall, I think Cody Rhodes is going to finish his story because it's what the people want. And you got to give what the people want.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah.
All right. Producer Josh, your last pick. Who you got?
I agree with Brian. No matter how the tag match goes, whether it's Bloodline Rules or not, people are showing up.
Yeah.
There's going to be interference no matter what.
Yeah.
Whether it's part of the match or not.
Yeah.
I would love for Roman to be standing over Cody, everybody's out, and him go to do something like go for the Superman punch or something, and Goldust comes out and just walks down, stands there. And while Roman's yelling at him, Cody hits the crossroads and wins it. Cody has to win, yeah, in my mind.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. Cody has to win it.
Yeah. See, I agree. We're going to go to the last clean sweep of this WrestleMania. That Cody Rhodes is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the caveat to that will be there will be someone that will cause this to happen. And it won't be who everyone expects.
Yeah.
I think, I said this during our run through the first time through, that it's going to be The Rock that's going to cost Roman Reigns the championship.
Mm.
That this has all been a big plot put together.
A ruse.
A ruse, if you will. A ruse between Cody and The Rock. That they concocted this whole thing to get to Roman to win the championship.
Well, because like you said, Cody talked to somebody.
No, Cody said he met with The Rock.
Was it? Did he actually say The Rock?
No, he didn't say The Rock, but The Rock came out when he said he met with somebody.
Oh, The Rock said he was the one he met with.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I missed that.
And they talked
one.
About Cody giving up his spot to give it to The Rock to go after Roman. And then they did the thing where the fans, "We want Cody" chanting, that caused this whole thing to spin around. But I think that was all part of the master plan.
Interesting.
To get Roman in a false sense of security, because The Rock is not happy that Roman's going around calling himself the Tribal Chief, that he's the head of the table,
that's
the one in charge of the family,
and
The Rock
is
the one that started this whole thing.
Mark, that when they showed the family tree,
yeah,
I thought it was interesting that you had this whole family tree with all these people's names on it,
yeah,
all these legendary people. And The Rock's name was the one who had the actual High Chief name on it.
Yes, yes.
Because he actually is
the great
a High
the
Chief
grandson
in the Samoans.
High Chief Peter Maivia.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what he's going to say. He's like, "You're the Tribal Chief, but I'm the High Chief." And he's going to take it over, the bloodline, and kick Roman out.
Interesting. That would be interesting if that happens.
Yeah. And no matter what it's going to be, no matter what the story is going to be or how it's going to happen, I am predicting that this is going to be the most epically told story in WrestleMania history. It's going to take place over the 2 days.
Yes.
Cody's going for the completion of his story.
Right. Huge.
The video packages are going to be amazing.
Yes, yes. They always are.
The set's going to be ridiculous. Yeah. It's going to be epic.
Well, that was my thing.
I'm excited to see it all,
you know,
how it all plays out.
Cody's story might be done, but I don't think the book is done.
No, exactly.
There's
going to
be more to that.
Yeah, it's just a chapter in the
story. That story isn't... Yeah.
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
But he's got to win this because I think
right. This
is what the people want to see.
Well, as The Rock said, if you don't win it, you're not allowed to go after it again.
Right. So he has to win it.
And that's a story that they did in the other company that he was in. And he didn't win. So he couldn't go after it.
People,
so I think that's what they're also tapping into the other story.
That happened.
I don't know about that. But I mean, it's
Cody Rhodes is pretty good.
It's very interesting to see how this all pans out.
I like Cody. I want him to win. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
I think seeing The Rock.
It's going to be a lot of bubbly going on.
Brian will
be spraying bubbly all over the place. He'll be eating all over himself.
I think The Rock beating him up was the low of the low. It is like he needs a redemption arc. That is like, it's the second act of any great movie, action movie, right? The Mighty Ducks, they lose in the second act.
I think it's just the first time he loses. I think he's going to get beaten down tonight. I think he's going to get beaten down on Friday.
Oh, yes.
I think he's going to get beaten down on Saturday.
Yes.
They're going to get him to like the point where you're like, there's no way he has a chance of winning on Sunday.
He's got
to
do it. This is the seventh inning. This is like...
Yeah. Bottom of the ninth.
Bottom of the ninth.
This is not even bottom
of the ninth. Two outs.
This is like bottom of the sixth.
Right.
And he's got two men
on. No, that's what I mean. Is you're
he's
gonna
got no
get
men on,
point.
And he's got two outs, and he's got two strikes on him. He's going to strike out tonight.
Right.
He's going to strike out on Saturday.
Friday. Every great
then he'll strike out on
sports
Saturday.
Movie.
Then he's going to come up with the, you know... Lightning Wonder Boy bat on Sunday.
Yeah.
And hit it into the lights and break the lights.
It's going to be midnight in Fenway.
Midnight in Fenway, yeah.
Yes, this is going to be shilling with the bloody sock.
Game 7.
Yeah, this is it, baby. This down, has got to happen.
Down 3-0.
It's got to happen.
He's going to come back, win four times in a row.
So I think we did it.
We did it.
I'm glad we rehearsed this.
Yes, yes.
Oh, look it.
It's good. It's a nice way of doing this. We don't have to go through the whole deep conversation. I think in the future we'll do it this way. We'll do the conversation part pre-show.
I will produce.
Yes. And we will just do our picks on the show. We can do all the discussion parts at a different time.
Well, we also, this is the first time doing it.
Yeah.
We're still recording, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's get out of here. We'll be back on Tuesday.
So we'll be back next Tuesday.
Yes.
We'll be back after the Raw, after WrestleMania, the other huge, huge show. But everyone have a great WrestleMania weekend. Enjoy it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. We'll also have Brian and I's adventures watching WrestleMania together.
On Sunday.
Woohoo! We'll talk about that as well.
I'm excited.
So we'll have that to talk about. Claire's thrilled about this. No, she's happy about it. She's gonna have a good time. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
So we'll be back with all that and more. And as always, be safe, be well, and be kind.
And rewind.
And don't forget, like, subscribe. Check out us out on the YouTubes and on the Facebooks. And as always, and definitely, good night, Rocky.
Good night, Rocky.